Browns have been dealing with numerous injuries at the quarterback position, most recently Cody Kessler going down last week against the New England Patriots. Now, Kessler looks good for Sunday against the Tennessee Titans, but it's raised the question about why not go to Terrell Pryor full-time at quarterback. Simply put, he's too valuable to the Browns at wide receiver right now because ever since Corey Coleman went down with an injury week two, the former quarterback is playing at an elite level at wide receiver, catching 18 passes for 238 yards and a touchdown and constantly drawing the defense's number one defensive back and opening things up for the rest of Cleveland's passing game. By comparison, the rest of Cleveland's wide receivers during that time have just 179 receiving yards and one touchdown. Last week, after Kessler's injury, Pryor was thrown in for a couple of plays before the team went full-time to Charlie Whitehurst. The reason why the Browns did that, they were comfortable with a set of plays with Pryor and will likely do so in the weeks to come. He's still an option at the quarterback position on occasion, and he gets reps in practice to keep that arm fresh, but his number one role for the Browns right now is to continue being that top receiving threat and taking on those number one defensive backs. Look for more of that Sunday at Tennessee, where they go up against a pass defense that might give up a few more yards than the previous matchups against New England and Washington against Josh Norman. Keep it locked on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app for all the latest going into Week 6 against Tennessee. Here we go,
Brownies! Here we go! I think as of now, I think we're rolling with Cody because he's going to go today and, you know, obviously see how he feels, but go from there, you know, after that. I don't know what's going to happen after that, but I think we got a good game plan. We just got our meetings, and it gives us a chance to win. So we're excited about that, and I'm excited about that.
I'm sure you don't miss taking those kind of shots back there like Cody took. How difficult is it? Obviously, you're an elusive quarterback. How difficult is it to take those kind of hits as a quarterback and bounce back up?
I think it's tough, you know, because you don't see it, you know. So, you know, it'll come out of nowhere, you know, plays that you think it's possibly blocked up the way, you know, it's designed all week. And, you know, some out of nowhere, some guy shoots that, you know, that you didn't expect to shoot up the middle or something like that. So but that's what happened to Cody this past game. It had nothing to do with the lineman or anything like that. Just we thought the guy was going to be in a certain coverage and he ended up shooting the gap and we didn't expect that. So it's unfortunate, but he's a tough guy, obviously. And, we had a great walkthrough just now. He threw the ball well, so see how practice goes.
Do you feel like they can't replace you very well right now at receiver, so it's not like when Cody goes out they can throw you in there to play too much quarterback because they need you so much at receiver?
Yeah. I don't know. I can't downgrade or downplay my teammates, you know. I think just the game plan right now is at the end of the day, we're down to our third team quarterback, you know, and he's pretty darn good, you know. So we lost our first two quarterbacks. Now we're down to our three. You know, we had another fourth. We're down to our fourth in the last game, you know, versus, the mighty Patriots, you know, which they're a very good team. And, you know, that's tough. You know, a guy that doesn't take any reps and then he's in there for the whole game pretty much. You know, it's a tough turnaround and it's a tough battle. But, you know, guys fought and did as well as we could. And
Terrell, is there a play that you guys could design where you throw the ball to yourself? Would that help?
I don't think so. We play with 11 people. I don't think God gave me any type of power like that. You know, if he did, we got to find it maybe. But, I just think the guys on the team, you know, we got a lot of trust. I got a lot of trust in my teammates. And, you know, obviously a lot of things are transpiring. You know, we lost Joel Petonio, and, you know, and then we just keep on losing guys, you know. And that's what I like about this team is that guys keep fighting, you know. So we just got to keep bringing the fire and try to look forward to this first winning, start getting on the road, getting on the move, you know. And I still believe in this team mightily, and I really believe in the team, you know. So if we can get on a little roll, you know, challenge this team that we're coming to play right now, I think we always get a chance to win the game, you know. So if we stick to our details and play hard, we should be able to get a win.